Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday morning, blue sunny skies, at least where I am, Dickinson, North Dakota, right outside the West River Ice Center, part of the Dickinson Rec Center in Dickinson today for the Bakken Barbecue, third annual event. The good folks at MBI Energy Services put this on every year, and you can't even get your first bite of barbecue until 4 this afternoon, Mountain Time. But I have the benefit of being able to smell it right now because many of the folks are already out here getting their best stuff going. They're going to be giving away a nice four-wheeler, as a matter of fact, and the Roosters will be performing, and it's just going to be great fun. The best part of this is it's a fundraiser this year for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we're talking with folks from R360, from Wyoming Casing, from Steffes, from WPX, from Whiting, and from Elite today on the program. And I told them the only way they can come on the show today is if they give us a good barbecue tip. Because we want to know their secret. So you'll be able to try some of these things at home. That's why we're at the Bakken Barbecue. It's Father's Day weekend. We want to honor papas on the program today. And a question I'm really curious about is what in your day-to-day, you know, just life, average everyday life, do you most find yourself emulating your dad? What did your dad do that most influences you in your life right now, today? Because that's what we dads are for, isn't it? You know, teach, nurture, grow, right? Moms are more, you know, I mean, obviously, parents all do this, but, you know, I see moms as more the nurturer, you know, the kind of caregiver, right? Whereas dad is, he's showing you how it's done. I mean, I don't want to make one better than the other, but we did honor moms heading into Mother's Day and had some of the most incredible calls and wonderful stories about how moms had influenced you in our audience that I honestly just wanted to repeat that moment, only this time hearing about your dads, because it's the least we can do to honor them. And think of this, you'll have the podcast, you can download it, and it could be there forever. So, a neat way to honor dad. Here is how you join us on this program we call What's On Your Mind. Simple as a phone call. 800-228-0550. If you like to text, Todd Mitchell, Todd the Radio God. My partner here loves to get your texts.
Yes.
Especially during the program. That's where
I love to get them anytime.
They're most useful to us.
Sometimes I'll have What's in Your Mind conversations via text at night and stuff.
Yeah. 701-226-8503 if you're a texter. You can text Todd at that number, 701-226-8503. Either way, put these in your favorites. We have a 24/7 What's on Your Mind line, and that's the 855-200-1776. During the program here, it's the same number. Just like you're calling into the program, but 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can call into that line, press 1, and leave a message. But when you call today, the regular KFIRE 550 number that gets you to us at 800-228-0550, you press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to chat with us live on the air. Simple as that, okay? So lots of barbecue tips and hopefully lots of great stories about dads today on the program. Fridays are a little fun. We have a little fun on Friday, and we do have freebies. Today we have some passes for the Medora musical that is getting rave reviews in its 50th year out of Medora. And so the first-time caller this hour and next hour, pair of tickets on us. So make sure if you're a first-time caller, you let Manny know that, because we're going to jump up and down and set off some fireworks, and, you know, Todd does this little kabuki dance that's quite fun. So we just, you know, it's a big deal when we have a first-time caller on the program. So we really...
I didn't realize you were watching me do that dance.
Well, that's part of the fun, yeah.
So be more observant, I guess, next time.
It just means we have yet another that we've gotten across the threshold from listener to caller. Because you know, we love the fact that you listen. We love it even more when you call and contribute to the program. First emailer of the day says, "What do you think Obama is going to do about gun control now?" I think Obama is referring to maybe the president. Do you think, Todd?
Wild guess.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
And I think the reason he's asking what the president is going to do about gun control now is because the president, while literally bodies from this horrific, senseless shooting down in South Carolina were still being dealt with at the morgue, and you know the church is still a crime scene. The president of the United States is on television talking about how he's sick of this and we need to do something about guns. I think what we need to do something about is evil. Guns are just a ends to the means, but evil's the root, right? And you're not, you know, it's the United States of America. If you think differently about this, please let me know, but I don't think we have a gun problem. I do think we have an evil problem. And you know what really, really frustrates me? That, and I'm probably as guilty as this as anybody, we just naturally go to our sort of defenses on this, and it becomes a political conversation. You know? It instantly becomes a political conversation. In other words, if you hate guns, and you are a gun grabber, and you want to you think we need more gun control, second this happens, you're gonna say, you know, see, too many guns. You just instantly go there, and I don't know. I'm tired of it. I'm really worn out by it. I mean, I'll engage with the best of them. I think it's ridiculous. It's as ridiculous to blame the gun in this case, or you know how the gun was obtained, or anything else, as it is to say, well, there's too many car accidents. We ought not have cars. That's the stupidity of it. But I'm tired of making that argument. What do you think we could do to actually make a difference when these incidents happen and have a conversation about the root cause, about the evil that's there? And not have anybody be right or wrong or anything else, just a conversation to say, you know, let's just get out a pad and paper and let's just write down some things we think that that could help a situation like this. Yeah, you see somebody like this, you know about them. You know, maybe you go out of your way to talk to a family member, make sure they get some help, you know, encourage them, whatever. I don't know. I just think there's a better way than going to our knee-jerk reaction on the problem. And I want to know if you agree or disagree and what you think of that. So that's a topic I would love to have your help on. I do have to commend Dr. Ben Carson. And while he is a politician now, he's a candidate for president. He's a doctor, obviously, and quite a brilliant man. Quite a speaker. He put out a pretty extraordinary statement yesterday. I posted it on Facebook last night. It was pretty good. It wasn't the usual stuff, because I'm sort of tired of the usual stuff. Anyway, so there's a question for you. And another question for you is, what did your dad do that still most influences you in this day and age now? What did your dad do that most influences you? Let us know. Let's honor some dads on the program as well. Okay, let's get to the phones here. And first to go is Dave in Grand Forks. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I agree with you that it's ridiculous to blame the guns. I was wondering, I've seen in the news media that they're saying this guy was on psychotropic drugs. Have you been able to confirm that?
Yeah, I don't know either. The reports, I've seen the same reports you probably heard about, so don't know that that's confirmed. It'll come out.
You asked what we should be doing as a nation. It seems to me that we ought to really dial in on what we're doing with mental health and you know, tying that to guns. Namely, you know, it's the health system that I think is failing in these cases. And of course, there is the element of evil. You're totally correct about that.
But here's my deal on tying those two, okay? I think the argument is he was on these drugs, so he shouldn't have been able to get a gun. He still can get a gun. That's why I'm saying I think the bigger question is mental health, right? Okay, why? Why the drug? Was it necessary? Are we over-prescribing? Are we, you know... A whole conversation about mental health would be a lot more productive, wouldn't it?
No, yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, whether the gun was legally or illegally procured, if he's whacked out on these psychotropic drugs that, you know, the Newtown, Connecticut issue, the guy in Aurora, Colorado in the theater shooting, the guy in Arizona that shot the congressperson, all these have the same traits as far as I can tell, and that's really what we ought to be concentrating on, not this inanimate object called a gun.
Good point. Very good point. Thanks, Dave. Lance, traveling Highway 1, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering if that church was a gun-free zone.
I'm sure it was.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, because, I mean, sheesh, let's just make it so guns are controlled. No problem, right? Except that the people that shouldn't have guns got guns.
And that's why I'm tired of the argument, because that's, I mean, there's so much common sense in that, what you just said, Lance, that it's really not worth debating. It's ridiculous on how these zones are senseless. So let's get to the root cause and talk about it. It's evil. How do you stop the evil? Thanks, Lance. More coming up. Gary, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional land auctions in Morton, Adams, Grant, Golden Valley, and Lemoore counties, and a Piper-exclusive land auction featuring the former Hudson Company Ranch north of Medora, with 20,000 acres of vast meadows, streams, and ponds framed by the rugged buttes of the Dakota Badlands. For a complete catalog on each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Today for the Bakken Barbecue, MBI Energy Services has brought a number of companies together to put on a big feast at the Dickinson Rec Center. We're actually between the Dickinson Rec Center and the West River Ice Arena. And what will happen from 4 until 11 tonight, the Roosters are playing. There's great barbecue out here. And $15 to get in, all the barbecue you can eat. And you get also a beverage with that. And you can register to win a four-wheeler, and you get a lot of great barbecue. That's the most important part. Rafael Leos is here. Rafael is with R360 Environmental Solutions. They manage oil field waste on a lot of drilling sites. Rafael, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Wonderful. So a little plug for your company. First of all, R360.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys do better than everybody else in the world?
Well, we work to be the premier oil field waste services for all the oil field drilling out here. We've got companies spread out across the nation. We've got them in the Eagle Ford, the Permian as well. And so we pride ourselves on our safety and then, of course, handling waste. As our name presents itself, it's actually a reliability, all-around reliability, so R360.
Awesome. All right. And, by the way, back to your calls in just a moment here. Paulie's got a story about his dad. I can't wait to hear that. And we're going to be celebrating dads today on the program. We're talking about South Carolina and lots of things in the news, but also barbecue tips. I've been promising our listeners barbecue tips.
Right.
What are you serving up today, Rafael?
Well, we got the brisket and Southern-style potato salad and Southern-style baked beans. And some tips, I would say cook your meat slow and don't let it dry out.
Okay, so on brisket, I mean, is it what's the secret? Is it the seasoning?
Well, I don't want to give away too much, but if you smoke it like we did since about 2 o'clock this morning.
So, no kidding.
Oh yeah, we're cooking it nice and slow, getting it smoked. It's what goes inside that makes it. So if you inject it with something tasty, it's going to come out real juicy and fine.
Okay, and you're saying if you were to tell me, you'd have to kill me because it's a closely held secret?
I can tell you offline. How about that?
Is that right? Yeah. You don't want to give the other folks here any
clues? Sure, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. You know, so they can do some last-minute touch-ups.
Yeah, exactly right. Serving up the brisket and all the fixings. That sounds great. Well, thanks, Rafael.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And how do you like North Dakota, by the way?
I enjoy it. I come from Arizona, so the heat, the difference in temperature is really good for me up here.
You like that?
Yes, sir.
Now, your family's still back in Arizona.
That is correct.
You've been working up here for a couple of years.
Correct.
How often do you get to go back?
2 week periods. So, putting on a 2 week hitch and then spending time with family for 2 weeks.
So you do a two and two?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be working well for us right now.
Yeah.
So.
Someday, is the family coming up?
Yeah, we've actually looked at possibly bringing the family up to Dickinson. Dickinson reminds me of growing up back home, small farming community, agriculture focus. And so Dickinson's a really beautiful place comparative to what I grew up in. So we were looking here and then, of course, you know, where our work takes me. So
that's awesome. Well, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, it'd be great to hear.
All right, enjoy the barbecue.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Rafael Leos with R360 Environmental Solutions, and he and others will be serving up the barbecue today. And you got a brisket tip there from Rafael on the program. All right, Paulie and Minot, you're next on the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hey, Paulie, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just really appreciate the Christian influence that my dad had in my life. And also that he just taught me to use tools and taught me how to build things, taught me how to do tons of stuff growing up. And so that's what I really appreciate most about my dad. And I just feel like I had a really great dad. I still have my dad, and I know a lot of people don't. And so I'm really thankful for that, too. And I'm a first-time caller.
Are you really? That's great. Is this our first-time caller, Manny, of the hour? Is Paulie a lucky winner?
I believe so.
All right. So we have a pair of tickets for you for the Medora musical for being our first-time caller of the hour. How about that?
Hey, thanks.
And yeah, I have to tell you both things that you mentioned about your dad. What clicked with me is, you know, how timeless they are, right? I mean, of course, if you have your Christian upbringing, you have your faith. You can use that in everything, in every way, every moment of the day. And certainly, you know, hey, how do I fix this? How do I build this? How do I use this tool? You can use that a lot. So those are two that they'll stand the test of time, right?
Oh, I do stuff all the time, and I always think that I appreciate everything that he taught me so much. And he was a school teacher, so I think a lot of what he taught me, he probably taught is the many things he taught over 37 years of teaching. He probably taught a lot of kids in school, too. So
that's cool. That is really neat. Well, Paulie, hang on a second. Manny, we'll get your address and we'll mail that off to you, okay?
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Love first-time callers on Fridays. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503, and they're coming in already. And Todd has labeled this one the text of the year.
Well, I mean, it's true.
So that's pretty good.
Great point.
Yeah. Cain killed Abel with a rock. Do we blame rocks, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to admit it.
Exactly.
It makes a good point.
We had another listener say, can UND be called the Buffalo Bills of UND?
In view of the NDSU Bison, the Bison, the Bills, and Buffalo, and stretch.
And I would answer her by saying no, because there are seven names that are now on the finalist list, and it will be one of those seven, barring some sort of meltdown of the whole process. So,
but you know, once we even adopt a new nickname, we're still going to have people coming up with nicknames. I have a better name. Let's call it the. And many of those names probably will be better, but, you know, there will be a point at which we adopt a name or don't and leave it at University of North Dakota. At that point, we pretty much have to stop coming up with new names because they're not going to get used.
Precisely. All right, some calls that came in during our last break. We can go ahead and roll those down.
When our president gave his big speech to give his condolences, now, he had to throw gun control in there, and I understand that is part of the problem, but why not wait a day, a week, to throw your political bullcrap in there? Why can't you just say you're sorry for their loss? You know how they feel? You know, give them a pat on the back. Can't you save that political garbage for another time? I don't know. It just, you could throw politics into any speech like that. And it takes all the sincerity right out of it, in my opinion. And thank goodness we're almost rid of that guy.
Well, I share your frustration, and I don't get it. I really don't. This president, when there is an incident that happens where he sees some way to weave in his political agenda, he is out immediately talking about it and planting seeds. It just is what it is. I'm tired of complaining about it. Honestly, it wears me out. It's good because it just is what it is. Which is why I'd love to see folks like Ben Carson have a say. I had a chance to read his comment, but his comment was very different. I will read that before we're done. Dave in Bismarck is next, waiting to go as well. This is What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at WhatsOnYourMindRadio.com.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim-roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim-roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim-roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number, 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Back at Dickinson today, counting down the hours to the Bakken barbecue. Does that sound like fun or what? 4 until 11, the Mountain Time, here in Dickinson, Dickinson Rec Center, and already the barbecue is on, already the stage is in place. There's a lot of great things going on, so this is going to be a great event. Really looking forward to that, for sure. Should be fantastic. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. 15 million bucks is the size of their inventory at Polar Service Center. 20,000 SKUs, which is why you hear me say there's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. Simply stated, they have what you need, tank parts to top brands in industrial hose. They're in Kildare, they're in Billings, soon in Williston, and they have the tank parts you need when you need them. They do truck hydraulics. If you're pumping crude, they got a pump for it. If you got to push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. If you need to push water or vacuum water onto your trailer, they have a pump for it and the hose to carry it through. They do collision repair with a full fab shop in the Billings as well. Their Kildare location delivers to Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, and Minot, so they can bring the part right to you. And they have a tank wash at both locations. You mentioned my name. They'll get you $100 off that first wash at Polar Service Center. And a great deal on Challenger pumps. And if you pump water, you know all about those. Such a good deal. They won't let me tell you the price on the radio. That's how good it is. So stock up. Highway 22 North. Top of the hill in Kildare. Look for the big sign. Polar Service Center or north side of I-90 Billings. Take exit 452 or 455, whichever way you're coming from. All right, we're back on the program. What did your dad do every day that most influences you today? What did your dad do that most influences you in your life today? It's Father's Day weekend, and I love the story from Paulie earlier. I've got some Facebook comments on this as well. Honesty. Honesty is what Lauren says, which, you know, there's another dandy. Laurel, rather. Thank you, Laurel. And that's just in simple things. The honesty of Dad. What else? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me get to Dave in Bismarck here, who's been waiting to weigh in. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say that I think the Rough Rider name would be a good one for UND. And I always think of Teddy Roosevelt. Because I think the term Rough Riders kind of originated with Teddy Roosevelt, didn't it?
You bet. And, yeah, he was a member of the Rough Riders, right? And
he had a great fighting spirit, and you know, he was one of the president who said there was a lot can be said for being in the arena and competing and experiencing victory or defeat, as opposed to those timid souls who neither experience victory or defeat or just, you know, sitting on the sidelines and not being involved.
Yeah, Teddy, there's so many great things about Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, if being the Rough Riders could spark conversations about
the character of Teddy Roosevelt, we'd be doing well. I have to tell you, the only thing that sort of causes me to pause on the Rough Rider's name is that it's, you know, been used, right? You have Saskatchewan using it in the CFL, you have a semi-pro team using it in baseball, and you have a high school team using it. That's it. I mean, obviously, this would put it on a different plane, but it's not unique to the University of North Dakota. But, you know, of all the names and the meaning that come with them, compared to Green Hawks, as an example, right? I mean, my vote is for North Dakota to be North Dakota and not have a name. But I'm telling you, if there had to be a name, I think Rough Riders belongs right up there. No doubt about it.
And I think, you know, because, you know, he spent time here in North Dakota, too. And we could even have a Teddy Roosevelt mascot.
There you go. That's not bad. Teddy Roosevelt could be the mascot. Nah, yeah. I'm warming up to this idea. What do you think of Dave's idea? It's not a bad one at all. And certainly better than Sundogs. Can you imagine that logo? What in the world?
I didn't realize we live in a desert, Sundogs. It sounds like a Phoenix or Arizona thing or something.
I don't get it. Really don't. Dave, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Roger in Dickinson. You coming to the Bakken Barbecue tonight, Roger?
I don't think I'm going to be able to. I'm going to have to work.
Got to work. Well, it goes 4-11 if you're able to sneak by.
Yeah, right on.
Should be a lot of fun. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to the program today, and I feel like, you know, that the progressive liberalism has stifled free speech and thought, and you know, with all this race baiting that's went on television, you know, with the likes of Al Sharpton and Eric Holder and even the president in some cases, I feel like that's really what has fueled the frustration in both the, you know, the white and the black communities. And I feel like that it very well could have, you know, led this maniac that shot those folks, you know, could have fired him up and what might have helped get him going and put those thoughts in his head, you know, creating the obvious, you know, the hatred that he had for black people. And I feel like, you know, it's these things that, you know, we're seeing on TV every night that it's causing both black people and white people to become so frustrated, you know, with what's going on in the nation. And I feel like people don't have a direction anymore, you know. And I agree with the earlier caller that the broken mental health system's got a lot to do with it. You know, I think in some areas of the nation, I read a statistic once that maybe 1 in 3 people have, you know, some degree of mental health. Mental health issues. And, you know, so obviously it's those folks, you know, we would have needed to keep the guns out of their hands, but guns, you know, guns are not the problem. And, you know, I'm a transplant up here in North Dakota from Indiana. And, you know, I'm here because of the oil fields. And I just don't see the racial issues here that I see in other parts of the country. And, you know, I've got so many wonderful black friends here. And I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, what we've got going on here in North Dakota is, you know, everybody's working. You know, the economy's good here, and, you know, the frustrations that go along with unemployment just don't exist here. And it makes me happy to see that, you know. And I'd also like to just, you know, I guess the last thing I have to say is I think people like Ben Carson and like David Clark from Milwaukee, I mean, I think those men, they're going to be the healers. You know, where these racial issues are concerned, you know. So anyway,
those are all very good points, Roger. And I think we need a healer, honestly. Yeah. I really do. And you make a point that the root cause, for instance, I could make the case that what you said is this crazy down in South Carolina sees Ferguson, right, and these riots. And says, okay, I need to do something about this, right? And so the cause could actually have been Ferguson, which, by the way, we could make an argument, has been fueled by George Soros, who's trying to get anarchy going, right? So, but my only point is that's sort of a fool's errand in that whatever that is, we got to just stop that, this us versus them. So the later part of your comments, I think, is where most of our energy ought to be directed, really.
Yeah, you know? I agree. But I like to say I'm real sorry for what happened there, and I hope those folks get through it.
I hear you, Roger. That's great, and I appreciate the comment. And I think, honestly, that this audience could contribute the most to, okay, how should we approach where we are at? Because like I say, I don't want a debate about guns. What I do want is a debate about evil and how you prevent these things from happening. So I know folks like Dave, there in Dickinson and others, have the answer. Call us and let us know what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also, more of our special tributes to Dad today on the program. So if you got a great story, share it with us today. A great way to honor your dad. Going to chat with the folks from Wyoming Casing here. We have Jessica and Tyler here from Wyoming Casing. And they are getting ready, along with the others, to serve up some great barbecue. Jessica, how are you?
I'm Christy.
Well, Christy, I don't know why I got Jessica. I kind of invented that out of thin air. Yeah. I did. I have Christy right here. Yeah. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. And you're Tyler. I know
Tyler,
that.
Yeah.
Tyler, I've interviewed before, actually, from Wyoming Casing, about that wonderful company. Nice to see both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell the audience about Wyoming Casing, first of all, Tyler.
Well, we've been around for going on 40 years here, fighting the great fight, doing everything every day that we can to keep the company rocking and rolling and getting better as we go. So
it's a great story, and you've expanded to many other places as well.
Correct. Yeah, we've got 12 locations across the country, so we're doing pretty well, yeah.
And for folks that are not familiar with the industry, when they hear casing, what does that mean? What does Wyoming Casing do?
Casing is the pipe that stays in the ground after they drill the hole. So it's there, cemented in. It stays there forever for the life of the well.
So the casing is your biz.
Yep.
You put it in?
We clean it, inspect it, run it. We've got many special services that we provide for the casing, and that's our business, yep.
Got it. That's great. Now, Christy, tell me a little bit about the festivities today and what you guys are doing.
Well, for the Bakken Barbecue, we've put together a pretty good menu. We're going to do some we're put together some chicken legs. We've also put together some pork loin. We're doing some snow cones for the kids. We're doing some cherry limeade. So all together, we've put together a good menu, I think.
That's neat. Snow cones.
Yes.
Don't see that at every barbecue.
We have not done it before. We thought we'd put together something fun for the kids.
That's very nice.
You try to do something unique that you don't think everyone else is going to do, so it's pretty tough. So we've got a pretty good marinade on the chicken legs. We've got a special rub on the pork, so that, along with the snow cones, hopefully will stand out and maybe take the championship this year.
We have been we've been telling folks, and I know you don't want to give away any big secrets, but at least sort of the basics in the way of a tip or two. What would you say, having been part of this Bakken barbecue? What have you learned? What would you want folks who are working in the backyard this weekend to know?
I think it's to do something different each time. We put a lot of thought into it, so we start a couple days early. We inject the pork loin, we marinated our chicken legs, and then we put a rub into them, and then we smoke all of it in addition to that, too. So it's not just throwing it on the grill and handing it out. We put a lot of work into it.
Tyler, that sounds like a lot of work.
It is work, but it should be a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of good folks come out and enjoy it with everybody else.
Have you guys been here all 3 years?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a fun community event for Dickinson and the region, isn't it?
It is. There's not like a whole lot of events that you can do around Dickinson, so it's a great event to come to. It's also for a great cause, too. All the proceeds go to Make-A-Wish, so it's a great thing to come out to, have a lot of fun, and then the proceeds go to a great event, so it's something great to do.
That sounds good. And, Tyler, the price of oil has everybody a bit concerned, obviously coming back a little bit, but how are you guys faring? How are things going?
We watch it every day, but, you know, it's been slow but steady. Steady, the key word. So as long as we stay steady, we're here for the next boom, hopefully soon.
All right. Another one's coming.
Yeah, we're hoping. We're knocking on wood and just waiting for it.
All right. So look for Wyoming Casing, if not for the snow cones, for the chicken legs and the tenderloin, you said?
Yep, pork loins, yep.
Pork loins. Yeah. What a menu.
Yes.
All right. The folks from Wyoming Casing will be serving it up today at the Bakken Barbecue. Christy, Tyler, thank you.
Thank you.
Good to see you guys. Appreciate that very much. Chat with more folks as we go throughout the day today. And there's a lot of work that goes into this Bakken Barbecue. It starts at 4 tonight, 4 Mountain, 4 until 11 in Dickinson at the Dickinson Rec Center. And so come on out. Of course, the Roosters will be playing. So there's entertainment. There's great barbecue. And then you vote for your favorite. And there's a winner. So these guys are competing, which means you got quite the menu. More coming up live in Dickinson today on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
My father was never around due to some Days of Our Lives stuff, but my grandpa was a great influence on me. When I was learning how to drive trucks and run equipment on the farm, he'd say, if you're not breaking anything, you're not doing anything, and boy, you are the busiest kid that I know. And he never once chewed me out for any of that stuff that I broke, even though the farm resembled a scrapyard when I would leave. He'd never yell at me. He'd always just say, well, he said, you really broke that. He said, now we're really going to need to fix it. I'll never forget that man, probably the greatest man that ever walked the earth, with the exception of our Lord, in my opinion. You guys have a great day.
Great story. That's what we're looking for as we honor the Papas amongst us today. Those here and those gone on What's On Your Mind heading into Father's Day weekend. Great story. My favorite part of that call. My dad wasn't around due to some Days of Our Lives stuff.
Never realized that was an adjective.
Yeah, I didn't either, but that's all he needed to say, right? And then goes on to tell a story, a great story about his grandfather. And if you're not breaking stuff, I'm going to remember that, Todd. I'm going to be a little less
That is a stellar call.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. Love to hear your stories about your dads. Let us know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Don't diss dad, because remember, we had great stories about moms here on What's On Your Mind heading into the Mother's Day weekend. And you were great. We can't diss the dads. We cannot. We want to make sure we honor them.
Days of our lives stuff. I mean, that's a great, delicate way of putting what happened, right?
That was really good. Here's another emailer says, years ago, I was a single mom. I was 21 when my youngest son was born. I struggled with so many things like having enough money to buy food. I worked full time, but it seemed like I never had enough money. My dad always made sure we had food. He often said, as long as you're my daughter, you'll have supper. He's a hardworking, honest man. The one thing that I'll never forget was when my son's father died in a car accident. My son was 3, I was 25. I couldn't or didn't know how to tell my son that his dad was gone. My dad told my son for me. Thank you, Dad. I'm lucky to be your daughter. That's very sweet. Least we can do is say thanks. Another emailer says, Dad was always there. When he took us to the dock when we were little, he couldn't tell who was crying louder, us or him. He was so soft-hearted. He'd kiss us way into our teens, had to always embarrass us in front of our friends. We're boys. He was firm but very fair, always an I love you, boys. What I wouldn't do for that embarrassment now. Love you, Dad. Very nice. Good stories, folks. Keep them coming today at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we'll share those. First-time caller of next hour wins another prize on the program. How about that? A pair of tickets for the Medora musical. 50th anniversary is underway. We're at the Bakken Barbecue today in Dickinson. We're gearing up for a great afternoon, 4 until 11 tonight. And Dennis Jarrett is here from Steffes Corporation. Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Need my names today. Dennis Jarrett. Yeah, two first names, so I'm going to call you by both.
That works.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Well, great. Tell us about Steffes, first of all. I think a lot of folks know Steffes' long storied history here in Dickinson. For folks that don't, you do a lot of oil field service work.
We do. We build containment systems and walkways for well sites. We also build flares and also have a service company that we do with it. The company also does a lot of contract work for companies like Bobcat, Case IH, and we have electrothermal storage heaters that we build as well that we mostly sell in Northeast U.S. and in Canada.
Great ingenuity, though.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I've toured the plant before. I've talked to the leadership there. It's a great company. And they have you out here today serving up a little barbecue and a little competition. What are you going to serve?
Well, we are making pork butt and baby back ribs today.
You're making pork butt?
Yes.
And baby back ribs. Correct. All right. And what any secrets here you want to share with the audience on how you make those really, really good?
Well, we get the meat. We season it, we put it on a smoker, and we serve it.
So you're smoking it up already?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When did it start?
About 5 this morning, put it on.
Is that right? Wow. You're not afraid of a little pain to put out some good barbecue.
No. Love takes time, right?
Love takes time. I love it. So I don't know that I had pork butt before.
It's basically a pork shoulder.
Okay.
It's part of the pork shoulder.
Yeah. Good stuff?
And, oh, it's great stuff. It's mostly you get a lot of your pulled pork from it and get some slices. And
What time will samples be available for the early comers? I'm joking.
About 4:30 with everybody else.
Yeah, they're exactly right. They start at 4 today. They go to 11 tonight. The Roosters are playing, so there's a whole lot of stuff to take in. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks for stopping by and seeing us, Dennis. Appreciate it very much.
All right, thank you.
Have a good time. The Bakken Barbecue will be a blast, and it's all brought to you by MBI Energy Services, one of our fine sponsors. And by the way, they are a stop on our Best Places to Work tour. And they wanted me to tell you they are looking for a work-over rig floor hand at MBI Energy Services in Watford City. Can you recommend anybody? Let them know. They got a great job waiting for them right there. Diesel mechanic in Watford City right now, as well as a winch truck operator in Kildare. So there is three prime opportunities to go to work for the good folks at MBI Energy Services. Find out more at mbienergyservices.com or on their Facebook page. And we'll see you here tonight at the Dickinson Rec Center. Just put 1865 Empire Road Dickinson in your GPS and come join the fun. The Rooster is performing. And all the proceeds from this, by the way, go to Make-A-Wish North Dakota. So it's a great, great cause. More coming up from Dickinson today on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need a new building now? LegacySteelBuilding.com, a leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. They build them all around the world. Look around. You'll see a Legacy Steel building near you. Ag buildings, airplane hangars, horse barns and arenas, industrial steel buildings, storage buildings, garage, workshop, warehouses, trucking facilities, and so much more. The new Coca-Cola plant in Williston, a Legacy Steel building. The Black Gold Truck and Repair Center, Highway 2 near the Montana border, a Legacy Steel building. The new Lowenbrow Pipeline Company up at Epping, a Legacy Steel building. The Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte, a Legacy Steel building. You get the idea. Go online now, LegacySteelBuilding.com. The closer you look, the better they look. LegacySteelBuilding.com or call 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. If you need a building now, you need Legacy Steel Buildings.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.